So it goes.
It's Thursday, so that means Dr. Mike is here to fix your life and your lineup.
So it goes.
Life advice, questions, fantasy questions.
So it goes.
Let's just take a second and stew that over.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
It is Thursday, and we are out of a tornado warning, which was yesterday,
yes,
and we lived to tell about it.
That was exciting.
Jane, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. You?
I am also fantastic.
I'm really excited about our guest today.
So we have a short show. It's hard to say, because we are airing the January 6th hearings that start at noon. Our coverage starts at noon, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to have fun for the first hour ahead of it, and then we'll stand by during any breaks and cut back to our show from 12 to noon, but we are airing it live. But in the meantime, I want to get straight to our first guest because we don't have a lot of time with her because she has been busy this week. So if you spend any time on the internet, you might have seen a viral video this week of a comedian performing and having an interaction with a heckler, which happens a lot in stand-up. But what doesn't happen a lot always is that heckler or that heckler's companion chucking a beer at the comedian after the show, which is what happened to Arielle. Arielle, how are you doing? You live to tell about it.
Hi, my friend.
Sorry, we're hearing some feedback, and so I got a little distracted. But Arielle Elias, you have been on everyone's feed this week. And I want to play the video, even though we can't see it and hear some of the exchange. But I want to focus more on what this week has been like in the aftermath, because I'm sure you've lived and retold the story enough. So for anyone who actually hasn't seen this video yet, I don't know how you've missed it because she's been everywhere, but let's play that quickly and then we'll come back.
What's your question?
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
Did I vote for Donald Trump? What do you think?
No.
Okay. Here's a question for you. Why would you ask me that in here knowing I'm the only Jew in this room? Are you trying to get me killed? If it makes you feel any better, I vote in New York. My vote doesn't matter there.
It doesn't matter here either.
Guys, everybody vote for whoever you want to vote. I don't care who you voted for. I'm just happy we're all here together.
So you voted for Biden.
I don't know. Why does it matter? Yeah, so what? Why does it matter?
I can just tell by your jokes you voted for Biden.
Why are we talking about politics?
I can tell by the fact that you're still talking when nobody wants you to that you voted for Trump.
Don't let her sound you stop.
Alright, make some noise if you want her to shut up. But I did ask if anybody had any questions. I didn't think it was going to be... That's on me. That was on me for thinking I could have a human interaction with somebody. That's my fault. No, look, I'm such an insecure person. Here, I'll tell you the rest of that bit, and then we'll move on. I'm so insecure, I went and got an IUD.
Oh!
So what you couldn't see is... the beer flies right past your head.
Yeah.
How close was it?
I didn't realize until I got home and watched the video, like, that it was, I mean, it was a few inches away. It's not like I felt the breeze go past my head, you know, like it wasn't that, but it was close. It was close to my, like he was aiming for my head.
And then the other thing you don't see, cause this is radio, is that you pick up the beer and you finish chugging the beer.
Yeah. I knew you would be proud of me for that.
I mean, this is Wisconsin. I don't know if we rubbed off on you at all, because the backstory here of how Arielle and I know each other is that we met during 2020 and we became writing partners because I was looking for someone to help with jokes for As Goes Wisconsin. She was, like all of us, not doing a lot of in-person comedy because she was staying at home, and we've become good friends ever since. And so we actually talked the Sunday before, the weekend before, because you were helping me with the roast for Milwaukee and my jokes with that. And you're like, yeah, I have this set. I'm performing in Jersey this weekend at this place called Uncle Vinny's. Like, yeah. And then fast forward to Sunday night, and Jane sent me Jane sent it to me before. I don't even know if she knew we were friends. She's like, did you see this? And I go, holy moly, that is, I am friends with her.
Yeah, we have like a monthly Zoom just to check in on life.
Because things have gotten so busy. And so like, what? This is because Greg Bach, who is one of the co-owners of the local comedy club, we were talking about it yesterday. He goes, this is why I tell every comic, tape your set.
Yeah. It's amazing how many publications were like, who taped that? And I said, I did. And I said, oh, so like a PR person, like somebody on your team taped it. And I was like, oh, they have no idea. Comedians, we tape everything. Like, we try to tape as many sets as we can because we have to push out so much content. But it's this total disconnect between what the life is actually like, where it's like, yeah, we all have a $20 tripod in our phone.
Exactly. Because that was what was funny. Your friend, I also know John Marco, who was performed after you that night. He joked, but I think was also serious, is that as soon as he knew you were okay, he went and like checked to make sure your camera was okay.
Well, I mean, I got off stage and I was just like, that's going to make a great clip. Having no idea that it was going to be this, but I was just like, yeah, that'll get me a few followers.
And how many followers has it actually gotten you across all these different channels now?
On Instagram, I'd say about 50,000 more. And on Twitter, I was like a little under 6,000 followers. And I think now I'm like 115,000.
Because on Twitter, because this is the thing, it's not even, because if you Google Ariel's name right now, which is Ariel, like Ariel the Mermaid, then E-L-I-A-S. I did it this morning. No, I did it yesterday. I don't know if there's a news outlet that hasn't covered this. I mean, who have you talked to in the last week? Thank you for making time for our little show, by the way.
Anytime, Kristen. Always and forever. I've talked to CNN, Good Morning America 3. I don't even remember anymore. Rolling Stone, BuzzFeed, Newsweek, a few others. And then I also very much, like, I got the most exciting was I got an email from like my local hometown's newspaper, the Herald Leader. And I was just like, oh my God, I've made it.
I love that that's it. Because it's like when you Google, it's like Deadline, CNN, Washington Post, Deadline, Lexington Herald, Jimmy, Variety Magazine, Insider, CBS News. It's been insane. And the biggest thing is that has Jimmy Kimmel's people, are they in touch?
Yeah, we have a date.
Can you announce it?
I don't know when it's going to air, but we're taping the 24th, October 24th. So,
which will be your late night debut.
It'll be my late night debut. Let it be a lesson, like always shoot your shot.
For sure.
But it's also this thing of, you know, I've been trying for a few years now to get on late night and to do a set. So this isn't, I think one thing about this whole thing is that it's not as if like I got lucky and went viral. I mean, I did, obviously, but I do want to be clear. Like, I've been working for a long time and I did not come out of nowhere, even though it seems like that to most people.
And I think that's the thing where, as I was telling friends here that you were coming on, I was like, she's incredibly funny. She's an incredible writer. She deserves this. And what a wild thing how life works that this is a breakthrough. Like, this is what a breakthrough moment is. And I mean, truly, to your credit, though, it's not just that the reprehensible behavior of that heckler and almost hitting you. It is also how you handled it. And
sure.
like a pro, right? And so it's not, I don't think you crying off of stage is a very different video that I don't necessarily gets you booked on Jimmy Kimmel. And so it is your credit as a performer that makes that video so iconic of how you handled that. And it's also how dumb is life that this is what?
It's so dumb. I've just been, it's so dumb too. I mean, it's also a lesson of like, keep your head down, work hard. Yeah. And hopefully at some point, I mean, hopefully this doesn't happen to anybody else where you have something thrown at you. But I guess just, you know, it's easy to like, especially in this business, to like be embittered and look at what other people have and go like, well, why don't I have that? And I think one lesson that I've taken is just like, it's okay to just work and to just keep trying and see what breaks through.
Absolutely. And so I think it's that. And I think about this even with the radio show, like, which is, you know, for 2 years, you and I have been friends and we've been working on stuff and we've run jokes by each other. And
one day we'll meet.
I know, this is the funniest part, is that we haven't actually met in person, and yet you watched my wedding as if you were, we've been friends my entire life.
And you watched mine.
Exactly.
We like went to each other's Zoom wedding.
And, you know, COVID, we'll just blame it on that. But now actually we're going to get you in Wisconsin, because we're going to book you at all of the Wisconsin. We're just going to a tour. I'll open for you. How about that? The parts of the timing being right. Because say this happened, because you've been doing comedy for 10 years, 11 years?
11, yeah.
And even 5 years ago, this happens. You're less of a mature performer. You're less of a mature writer. Like now you have, you know, you have your pilot. You have things and like a body of work to show to people, because now that the spotlight is on you, like you have the skill set and the chops to like show up and not just have this be a flash in the pan
right
thing. And like that's even how I've felt with, not that I'm not going on Jimmy Kimmel anytime soon, but it's like being able to do the radio show and do 3 hours a day, like I couldn't have done this 2 years ago,
right?
And so it's like, yeah, like the thing of like the harder you work, the luckier you get, and that you're prepared, yeah, when your chance comes.
Yeah. And then figuring out like, what do you want from it? Right. Like this week has been crazy. I have, it's been really, I think part of it is also processing the actual night, like the actual, yeah, event. I've found that when I close my eyes, my heart starts racing. Like when I try to go to sleep, it's really difficult right now. And I'm sure I'm going to need to find a therapist. I was talking to my mom and I was like, yeah, like fortunately things are slowing down a little bit. And she was like, no, I think you should try to do every interview. And I was like, no, I don't want to be, you know, the beer chugging,
yeah,
heckler owning comedian. Like I need this to be my career. Like I'm probably
exactly
into a lot.
All right, we gotta go to a break really quickly. Our guest right now is Ariel Elias. She'll be here when we get back. Thanks. This is Ask Goes Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is Ariel Elias, and she is, you might have seen her on your Twitter feed, on your TikTok, on your Instagram, maybe in one of your news outlets, because she has gone viral this week as for handling a heckler who threw a beer at her very gracefully and very humorously. She is safe, and she's also a dear friend, and so she's here to talk about what it's like to go viral, because I have never gone viral for as much content as I've created. Granted, mine's a little niche, so, but I think over 5 million views on Twitter. I think I just checked on TikTok. It's like 2.7 million views. And so you've had videos and like content do well before, but
yeah,
what does this actually feel like?
Really overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like very grateful for it, but it's also, I don't have reps right now. So I'm the one just fielding everything, which is, it's just a lot. It's just a lot of trying to figure out what needs to be answered right now, what can wait. And also like trying to remember to eat. I'm a full-time comedian, but I also pick up like an occasional dog walk. So I'm still going in for my dog walk,
yeah,
later. You know, it's such a weird dichotomy of life.
Yeah.
Ariel, you need to use a different voice and invent a fake name, and then you can be your own representative.
No, because then that's more work.
Gotta keep it straight. That's actually funny. Have like agents or reps come out of the woodwork saying, do you have representation?
Yeah, I've got a couple meetings set up. I don't think I'll be unrepped for long.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, I don't know. I'm learning a lot really fast.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm learning how to be on TV. I'm learning how to do interviews. I'm learning how to say no to things that I, you know, a week ago would have jumped at the chance for because I need to take care of myself.
Yeah. And what, because like you said, I think as we're going from break, you were saying, I don't want to be the girl that chugged a beer. And so as far as at least for our podcast, our radio show and podcast and everyone who's listening to this, who are you, Ariel?
I mean, for one, ironically, I don't really drink that much. So if I'm the person who drinks beer, technically it was a high noon, but until they sponsor me, I'm just going to call it a beer. But I'm like, look, my comedy, it's very personal. I grew up Jewish in Kentucky, so it's a lot about that. I talk a lot about my insecurities, which is the joke that I was trying to go into. You can kind of hear it in the video. I was trying to talk about my IUD, right? And sort of like,
so not politics. You weren't actually talking about Biden or Trump or yeah.
Never. I mean, I think that's part of why I loved writing for you, Kristen, is you do have this very political voice. And obviously I'm a political person, but I don't bring that into stand-up because I just don't think that's what stand-up is for. I think stand-up is about bringing people together. And I think I want people to be able to laugh and enjoy themselves, even if they disagree with me. But part of what was fun for writing for you was being able to like write these political jokes that I normally would never tell, right? But yeah, I talk about my eating disorder. I talk about my husband. You know, it's like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's who I am. I love dogs.
You love dogs. That's true. And that's what I think is, it's just a shame. The thing that I, as your friend, get a lot of pleasure out of this is that those two people, because what it was, a woman who was, you were having the verbal interaction with, and then it was her either male friend, boyfriend, husband, or whatever, who actually threw the beer, right?
Yeah, there's somebody for everybody. Never forget that.
And the fact that there's no way that they haven't seen this gone, like how viral this has gone. And to be those kind of jerks, which is the word I wouldn't want to use, but I can't use the other word because it's radio, to know that they helped launch your career with their ill-timed bad manners, there's a little bit of poetic justice in that.
Yeah, there is. They launched a beer and then they launched my career. Great. Thank you so much.
So what else do you have coming up as far as that you know of? So there's a date for when you're filming Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else in the works?
I'll be on the Sherry Shepherd show on Monday, which I'm very excited about, especially as like, you know, I still watch 30 Rock like every night. And I watched her stand up in college. So that's super
awesome.
Exciting.
Yeah.
That's the one though where I'm just like, what do I wear? What do I wear for Sherry Shepherd?
Are you going shopping this weekend?
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to have time. I still have like spots and stuff, you know, I still have shows.
Have you started even attempting to write jokes about this to put in your stand-up?
I don't know. I haven't figured out what the stand-up set's going to be yet. Obviously, I have to talk about this eventually. But I think I started tweeting about the experience a little bit. Just once everybody started following me, I was like, okay, well, I want them to know like I'm a joke writer first. Yeah. So I started writing some jokes about that. I am working on an op-ed for the Washington Post. And that was the first time I really sat down. Yeah, we'll see if it gets approved. But that was the first time I sat down and really wrote out what happened. And that was the first time that I had sort of like a moment to myself, but also was trying to make it funny. So I think between those things and as I continue to process, like, yeah, I'll figure out how to make this into my stand-up.
Yeah.
I'll figure out the bits.
Yeah. I mean, it's more of the, because you already are making jokes about it, but it's the balance between, like you said, not letting this totally define you.
Right.
And yet you have to talk about it. And so in the minute we have left, not that you need more followers, but if you need more followers, what would you like to plug, or where can people find more information about you and all of your comedy?
You can follow me at @Ariel_comedy. That's A-R-I-E-L. And that's my handle on everything. You can go to my website. That'll have dates. It's Ariel Elias Comedy. Elias is spelled E-L-I-A-S. You'll also see a little shout out in my bio to As Goes Wisconsin.
Still says she's a contributing writer. So
even though she has not written anything for you in quite some time.
That is true. Just off the cuff now. Yeah. All right. Well, we got to let you go, but thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate you as a comedy writer. And I'm very happy that beard didn't hit you in the head.
Thanks. Me too. And I love you. And thanks for having me.
I love you too. All right. Well, we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.